Blackstone Audio presents Deep Down True by Juliet Fay. For my parents, Carol DiGiani and John Dacey, who've blazed their trails through hard times to happiness and whose love and enthusiasm is always a given. Chapter 1. In jeans that fit 4 pounds ago but now squeezed her in a mildly intrusive manner, Dana stood at her kitchen counter pinching foil over a tray of lasagna and waiting on hold, the phone wedged against her shoulder. Her gaze skimmed the obituaries in the local paper, but Dermot McPherson's name did not appear. Not this time, anyway. Mr. McPherson was the reason she'd made the lasagna, though it wasn't actually for him. He probably wasn't eating much. It was for his family, who were understandably distraught over their loved one's terminal illness. Dana didn't know them. She belonged to Comfort Food, a group who cooked for families in crisis. When it was her turn, Dana prepared meals that would, she hoped, sustain them as hands were held and medication dispensed, bedding changed and phone calls placed. She often thought of her own mother's quick descent into a gray, fetid-smelling infirmity, with lungs that seemed to shrivel almost visibly. Dana would have appreciated a well-made meal. Nothing fancy, just something better than rubbery pizza and half-flat soda. A small connection to a world outside the thick humidity of death. Her father's exit had been swift and clean by comparison. There'd been no hospital stays or grieving friends, or even a casket to choose. But Dana didn't like to think about that.